Well, people are claiming, if I had a phone here for people to call, they'd all be saying, come on, give me another song. Would you like to share another one?
I'm going to do a song I wrote called Arkansas Farm Boy. This is a new song. It was on my new CD. I wrote this song, of course, about my dad. My dad had 12 brothers and sisters. But I wrote it right not too long before he passed away. He was such a big, strong, strapping man that, of course, age and a stroke took him down. So in his last year of life, he said, and he told more stories than he'd ever told. He was always a storyteller. He was a singer, a guitar player. But a lot of the stories were so good. Some of them, though, I wasn't sure if they were true, but knowing him, they probably was. But at the end of all these stories, he'd tell my husband and me, he'd say, now, before you leave, I got to send some money back home to Mama because the crops didn't do good. And every story, he would want to make sure that somebody got that out to his mama, sent some money back home to his mama. So that's where this song came from. It always touched me that he always, even though he traveled and not too far, just St. Louis and back, and worked a lot of jobs, mostly just hard work and a hard man. He was a hard man. That's where this story comes from.
And it's Arkansas Farm Boy by Carolyn Carter.
Born a poor Arkansas farm boy, Blue Holler, east of Scatter Creek. Left home at the tender age of 15, dreaming of a better world to see. Those cold city sidewalks of St. Louis only brought him hard times, it seemed. But he still sent his money home to his mama. Arkansas farm boy sure could dream. At 18, he worked on the river, pushing barges Ohio. Cold, lonely nights on the water sure made him miss his Arkansas home. But the cruel dark banks of the Mississippi only brought him hard times, it seemed. But he still sent his money home to his mama. That poor Arkansas farm boy sure could dream. Marriage came, then children. He worked 6 long days a week. 40 years of service, a gold watch, and a speech. Children grown, they all left home, and his wife died in the spring. Still, the farm boy. Now he sits in a wheelchair by the window, talking to whoever will stop by, telling gypsy stories. stories and wild adventures. Some make you laugh, some make you cry, and the long, lonely nights by the window only brought him hard times, it seemed. But in his mind, he still sends his money home to his mama. That poor Arkansas farm boy sure can dream.
Another song about the strong, solid people of Arkansas. It's called Arkansas Farm Boy, and it's from Money Jar Road, which is the latest CD that Carolyn Carter has put out. Her website again, carolyncarter.info. You could also find that on nordenspiritradio.org. It's got her phone number there, which is 870-680-3936. An Arkansas farm boy, it sounds like, even though he went out to St. Louis, even though he's out traveling the world, you at one point talk about his gypsy stories and wild adventures. You can take the boy out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy. Did he gravitate? Did his life end back in the country?
Oh, yes. Yes, we brought him, which he still lived in the country. He moved to St. Louis when he was real young, 15, 16, and got a job at the White Castle, if you know what those are.
Yeah.
And then he come back a few years later. He wasn't gone very long, and he lived all his life in the country. And his last few years, my husband and I brought him up here to Mountain View to be around the rivers and the deer and place, the things I know he would love.
And you forgot to mention the cougars and the bobcats, right?
Right. I did coyotes and all that stuff.
And you said he comes from a large family, 12 brothers and sisters. Does that mean that he was 13, or does that mean there were just 12 of them?
He was 12. They lost one at birth. He was like the song in Lost Man's Creek that I'm fixing to do. It was son number 7 in the line of 11. They lost one at birth, so there was 11 of them living. And there's still 5 of them living.
Well, you know, I'm one of 12. I have some stepbrothers, sisters, half-sisters as well, because my mom died and my dad remarried. So you said a big family, and I'm just saying, well, 12, that's just normal.
I guess it is, isn't it?
For some of us.